When we first met, I would like to think I was a bit more cordial than when Verasta tells the tale. But then perhaps she can afford to be a bit more honest than I in the telling. It was entirely by accident that we came together, though in hindsight, it appears to be more like Providence acting on our behalf.
I can make it.
Clearly you can't walk.
I can walk. My steps are just short. Dwarf lengths.
You're hobbled from injury and slowing us all down.
I'll get a tree branch and make you a crutch.
Did I do the dressing right? Do I need to tighten it?
I'll be fine. Everyone stop fussing and let's get out of this cursed forest.
Quiet. I thought I saw something moving out there.
Something large? Low to the ground?
More bugbears? Bring them on.
Not in your condition. I think flight would be better than fight.
I just saw a shadow move, that's all.
Bugbears have shadows.
If you were any noisier, you would attract all the bugbears in this vale.
Who's that?
And the injured ones paying shouting is almost like a dinner bell to them.
Behind that big tree there, I think.
Try in that big tree.
Where?
Up.
Up?
About a third of the way up, just as the branches begin to spread.
Show yourself then, fair traveler, and share the protection of our steel.
Whatever good your steel has protected you thus far.
We were ambushed.
No doubt your clanking steel caught the local goblinoids who greatly desire your metal, or is scarce in this particular area.
Will you join us regardless?
Thank you for the invitation. I'd offer you the advantage of my position, but I'm afraid it would get rather crowded up here, assuming you could climb it.
Perhaps you would enjoy a share of our fare and company, then.
We have jerky and salted beef.
Ugh, neat. Keep your fare. But I will accept your company. And here we are.
What's an elf doing so far from their realms?
I would also ask what a dwarf is doing so far from their home mountain.
My business is my own.
And yet you imagine my business is not my own?
Let's begin this parley under better regard. I think introductions should be in order. I'm Seneschal, formerly from the Free State of Gallus. This is Verasta, mostly from Stadiz.
Mostly.
Devergura here, from the Silver Range of the Dwarf Forge Mountains.
Greetings.
And our most recent addition, Tuntimus, originally from... where again, lad?
Gardor. But now a guide points to all over.
A guide?
Indeed I am.
He's the one with the maps.
That brought you here, in the midst of bugbear territory?
Hereabouts?
So you don't know exactly where you are?
We're in the valley forest.
But do you know where in the forest you are?
We entered from the northeasterly quarter.
You are currently at the base of a hill, two rises from the creek that winds southeast in a coppice of fir trees, with a smattering of leafy wood on the west face. Territory marks were scraped on trees down by the creek. The bugbears hunt the copious deer which inhabit this wood when they are not tracking down careless travelers.
That's pretty amazing.
Not so much. What I find amazing is being able to know exactly where you are in a city and navigate the confusing maze of streets and buildings with a whole cacophony of sounds and smells assaulting your senses.
Now that's nothing.
It's a skill I lack, and... one I require. I need to find a single person in a large city. I have no idea how to locate them. I'd be willing to be your guide through the wood, if you could guide me to find someone in the confusion of a city.
Which city?
I know not its name.
How can you not know the name of a city that you're looking for?
How is it your map does not tell you the name of this wood is Kunsen Matsat?
How do you know that name?
The trees tell me. Though the wee animals have a different name.
And you talk to them?
They talk to me. I can only give them rudimentary response. But we understand each other.
The closest city nearest this wood is slightly to the east.
Is it on a flat plain? With fields on three sides and a hill on the fourth? With no creek or stream but a common well?
That looks right.
That's the city I need.
That would be Pakao. It's only a short sidetrack into Kapaka. It's on its way to where we're going.
Well, with Dvergara's leg, we don't want to hobble any farther than we need.
If a town is closer, let's go there. Just get out of these cursed woods.
Is your injury serious?
Slashed in the leg by the local bugbear. I made him pay dearly for the privilege.
She's been slowing us down in our travels ever since.
We've threatened to carry her.
Nah, there'll be no carrying of dwarves done while I got spark in me.
You can see what we're up against.
May I see?
Not to make a spectacle of it all. It's on the back side of me leg here. The cur surprised me from behind.
She can barely put weight on it.
Hey, we just put fresh wrapping on that.
Infection is setting in. Tendon is cut. You must be in terrible pain.
Not that her pride would ever let us know.
Then it's her pride that will lose her leg for her.
I can make it. This is dwarven stock here, not your frail elvish constitution.
May this frail elf touch your wound?
What for?
Well, maybe your frail dwarven constitution can't stand it. Too painful.
Grope away with your paws, whatever you want.
Are you sure that is wise? Maybe we should get near some water first?
Hey, what are you doing there?
Back away, elf. I'll slice you up.
There. You'll be all right now.
I saw a glow emit from your hand. What did you do, Arcana?
Shouldn't we redress the wound?
No need.
What do you mean, no need?
Hey, I can put weight on my leg again.
More than that, the gash is closed.
Are you all right? Your leggings. There's blood on them. You're bleeding.
Not anymore.
What do you mean? Can you walk?
I will be able. In a moment.
You're a healer. Like Isitar.
I will explain along our way. But for now, if you had an encounter with bugbears and have been leaving your scent of blood following you, they will be back. Soon. Eagerly and on the hunt.
And we should make all haste. This way.
Pardon, but this direction. I helped them all out of the wood, and they helped me make my connection in the town. I had no idea what to do or where to go besides making that meeting. I was so singularly focused upon that, I hadn't given a thought beyond. You humans may call it something fated. We elves might call it sensing something kindred in spirit. Whatever the cause, I have been blessed by your continued company. And I only hope I have returned the blessing.
We've all heard this story before, but never how you came to searching out a stranger who lived in a town of which you didn't even know its name.
Having left my homeland, and the only world I knew, I traveled to the wood of Alancomat, where I had a grand great-uncle, who was also a half-blood, and had left the elven realms. I thought I would talk to him to get some perspective.
They have come quite a distance to seek me out, and now here we are. Tea?
Yes, thank you.
You come to me with questions.
Yes.
But are they the right questions?
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I know nothing.
That is a wise place to start.
I come to you for guidance.
Guidance to where?
The human lands.
What do you expect to find while you walk in the human lands?
Thank you. A different perspective. A different way. A different world.
Do you think you will always walk as a visiting traveler?
What do you mean?
Will you be a mere observer where you go and what you do?
I don't know.
You haven't thought of it before.
Actually, no.
Because you are leaving someplace instead of going someplace.
400 years, I've only known the wood. I'm compelled to leave, but I have no destination, no objective.
You are lost before you even begin your journey. You are not on a journey, you are merely running away.
I am not running away. My position in the realms became untenable, and I needed a fresh mind and perspective.
Then you plan on returning?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Your road is open, then?
Yes, open and directionless.
You lack direction and therefore a purpose.
My purpose is to gain perspective.
And how shall you accomplish this perspective?
I don't know.
And so here you are, speaking with me, seeking with me. You are accustomed to your 400 years within the woods, its ways, its demands, your clan's expectations and obligations.
I'm accustomed to that, yes. But not accepting of it anymore.
What mean you?
My matriarch has us taking arms against another clan. Unheard of! We have always held together to protect ourselves from the world outside. And I have made a vow never to darken the life spark. And she is leading us against our own in deadly conflict.
How has the rest of your clan responded?
As expected of them, obviously. I cannot.
And how did your clan react to your objections?
Scorn. Disdain. I am a traitor to my clan. And, by extension, our people. I am shunned from some families. At best, barely tolerated by others.
And so you consider the human lands your sanctuary?
I have no such expectations. These are dangerous lands. Even more so for one of our kind.
What exactly is your kind? Our kind?
Half-blood. Never wholly belonging to one world over the other.
You must understand your human heritage before you can claim it. Before you can yourself become whole. 400 years in the woods, and you only recognize part of yourself. This has been a long time in coming.
Must I spend 400 years among the humans as well?
The human world is quicker than the elven realms. Life there is like a flicker of a candle. The brighter it burns, the sooner the wick is consumed. Its values are shaped and molded with this orientation. In terms of music, what you might be used to in the wood would be a symphony, which takes time to build in complexity and explores many expressions. The human world is like a jig. Bold, brash, fast tempo. Made for furious frolicking of dance and then ending in exhaustion.
That sounds terrible.
400 years tells you so. It may take less time among the humans for you to learn otherwise. Learn to appreciate the music of men.
Music of the men?
I'm sure you know the males are exalted in human society. They follow the ways of men. It will be foreign to you, though it is second nature in the human lands. You may object to the role of human females in the world of men. That is for you to navigate, to apply to your own values, and to understand a value which is foreign to you and that you might find unsavory.
I fear I will find much to be unsavory.
I will set you upon a direction to help you in this new journey.
That would be welcome.
In the city which has fields on three sides and on the fourth a hill, where there is no stream for water but has a common well, you will find a half-blood female like yourself. She sells items which are as old as herself, but the humans revere them as antiquities.
This is how she makes her bread?
And very well, too. She has drawn upon something of herself which the humans value, and has thrived in favor among them. Seek her out, hear her story, see her situation and learn. The veil to many things may be lifted from your eyes.
But I don't understand.
You must find out for yourself. I am done being your help now.
But wait!
You must go now. The human world is urgent and will not wait, you will find. Good fortune on your journey of discovery.
Thank you for your wisdom. And the tea. And for the wishes. I may have great need of such good fortune.
You've been listening to Lalafee's City Adventure Part 1, a Dungeons & Damsels Fireside Adventure by Unchained Productions, written and directed by David Ian. Voice talent by Jack Harbison, David Ian, Karen O'Brien, Daniel Rogan, and Zoe Waits. Sound engineering by Dino D'Elfeld. Sound design by David Ian. Theme by Ron Perovich. Music by Mark Rose. Medieval music by Johnny Easton. Lalafee's City Adventure is a fireside adventure short story of the Dungeons & Damsels series by Unchained Productions.